right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. The owner of your Houston Astros and also the Houston Open Golf Tournament right here in the city of Houston in October 2019. Jim Crane with us here on ESPN 97.5. Mr. Crane, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Man, we appreciate you being here. Let's talk. Okay, first of all, the week of October 7th through 13th at the Golf Club of Houston is going to be. What about when the Astros are in the playoffs at the same time? Is that a terrible thing?
Well, you know, as you know, hopefully the games will be at night. We'll hopefully get to the playoffs and be in the playoffs, and so we're planning the people to attend the golf tournament and then come straight to the ballpark. So we hope we can do both those things.
Yeah, one.
And do it well. And do it well.
Right. Well, and last year, and Alex Bregman talked about it. Hey, how about a little respect for the champs, huh? Put us at night. You know, let's get that done. You're right. We got a golf tournament over here we got to be at.
We'll be working on that in advance. I can tell you that the schedule.
Now, was that date?
Go ahead.
Was that date mandated by the PGA, or was that something that you guys decided on?
Well, what happened? It's a little bit of a story. So they had a very good date. The Open had a great date before the Masters, and so that was a very, very good time. That then a lot of big players came in. What happened is because they couldn't find a sponsorship. The tournament date got sold to Valero in San Antonio, and so they originally want us to play in June, and it's in the middle of June. It's just too hot here for the fans and the players. So, you know, we moved it to, you know, got a what we thought was a decent date, the best date in October that should draw a lot of good players because of the purse. And we've got some commitments already from some big names, but and then eventually move it back into the spring a couple years down the road once we get play at the Houston Golf Club, and then move it the following year down to the Memorial Park, which is really a goal to drive revenue for charity and to get a bigger fan base there, which, you know, the tournament didn't draw real well where it's at simply because of the location, I think. So that was the key driver. And plus, that's a great facility. It will be a great facility. It's a great central spot, and we think we can put something on like the Phoenix Open, which at the end of the day raises a ton of money for charity. This whole thing is just based upon driving revenue to the foundation, which gives it all back to the city and the community.
Yeah, for years Houston was second only to up in Dallas. The donation. So hopefully we can keep that up and keep on doing that. Jim Crane with us here on ESPN 97.5. A lot of talk about Memorial, the facility, as you mentioned, it's centrally located. What about parking and what about, well, hotel? Obviously, the guys, there's plenty of hotel space over there, but parking and traffic those days.
Well, it you know, when you look at the park, you can get into it in a number of ways, and we think, you know, that, you know, there's going to be some traffic in anything you do, but bottom line is, you know, a lot of the tournaments, you know, have parking issues. We think we can create a lot of parking around there, but also we'll be using buses and parking in central spots, and a lot of tournaments are run like that. The PGA has seen more difficult spots than this, and this one would probably grade high as accessibility, so we're not concerned with the park. And we'll get it worked out, and we'll get the fans in and out of there, and make it a good event and a fun place to go.
And now, $13.5 million is going to be spent on this for the golf course makeover, and it's all private money. So before people freak out, is it mainly just going to be the makeover and getting facilities right? Is there anything else that money's going to be spent on?
Well, we've got you know, the big money maker at the park, believe it or not, is the driving range, and the driving range is not in great shape. We're going to triple the size of that, and that will create a lot of funds, certainly for the maintenance of the course. But no, we're going to put in, you know, a pavilion / multi-purpose type thing that will convert to a locker room, be a big facility. We're going to redo the driving ranges and the pro shop, and, you know, create, you know, all new facilities there. So really, the number's closer to $40 million we're going to raise from private donations and we've got a good start on that to complete the entire project. We hope to have it all done. I'm in the overnight business, so we try to do things as quickly as we can. We hope to have it done, you know, when we open up you know, in 2020 in October at the park.
Jim Crane with us on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about the renovation. Tom Doak doing it with help from Brooks Koepka, getting that, which is great because you got a pro. This is what we like. This is what we don't like. That's good stuff. What I know that the plans are pretty secretive, but can you tell us about what is the main thing that Tom Doak is going to try to accomplish?
Well, he's going to open up the course a little more. It's been a long time since it's been redone. He's going to open up some of the ravines and the water features and you know, tighten it up for in some of the areas. But you know, the course is pretty good already. So, you know, it's a beautiful piece of property with great trees and landscape. So he's just going to enhance all that. He'll make some longer tees for the guys that hit it so far, but it will be very playable by the public because there'll be number sets of tees like there is now. So, you know, it's gonna be a fun place for the amateurs to play. And then, you know, during that week, we'll have all the big guys in there. And so he's going to try to make it a course that, you know, that the pros will respect. And, you know, Koepka's in there, and we'll get some other consulting probably from Butch Harmon and a number of other people around town to make sure we get it right. So, you know, we hope at some point we could have a real big tournament there, a U.S. Open or a PGA at some point to really get the attention back to the city.
Honestly, the one thing that's missing, and maybe this changes this year in 2019, on the Pro-Am days, Granato has to be out there this year, okay? All right.
We'll save him a spot. We'll check his handicap first.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll get strokes. Don't worry. I'm gonna get some. Jim Crane with us on ESPN 97.5. Is he going to move a lot of dirt?
Yeah, you know, when the course... Courses today are all lasered and you know, the drainage on them is very, very important. So there'll be about 9 or 10 inches of sand capping, which allows the water to get through the course and makes it very playable very quickly if you have a big downpour, which we do around here. We've done this once before in Florida, and it's worked very well. But yeah, everything will get reshaped. All the fairways will get reshaped. All, you know, lasered and electronic, you know, kind of drainage, and then, you know, new greens, new sand traps. It'll be a brand new golf course. I mean, you'll remember, and you know, some of the holes will be very similar, and then there'll be some that'll be completely changed.
This is a two-phase deal, the 13.5, and then the clubhouse. Will the clubhouse be done by the 2020 tournament?
We think we can get it done. We've got the plans underway. We've got to, of course, get it approved, but I don't think there'll be a lot of pushback on that. And there's plenty of room to do it there. You know, anytime you make a change like this, people. You know, kind of get nervous and don't understand what you're trying to do. But, you know, we're going to have a first class, you know, one of the best public course facilities in the United States, and that's really gold. And all the components with the range and the facilities and, you know, the locker room and all that, it's not big enough there now. And so we got to get that in there and make that first class so the players want to come here.
As if the business wasn't enough and the Astros weren't enough, what made you take this on?
Well, when I saw that they were struggling and it looked like it wasn't going to go and it went right down to the wire, they couldn't find a sponsor. And so I called the commissioner and I said, listen, I don't know if I can do this, but can you give me a little bit of time, a few days, to see if I can gather some interest? So we went to some of our sponsors at the ballpark. And we made 6 phone calls and got 6 guesses with some zeros on it. And so we leaned in with the strength of the foundation we've been able to build with the Astros. When we came into the Astros in 11, we had 30,000 in the foundation. Now we have 20. So it gave me the ability to tap that, you know, step forward and make the commitment for the tour for 5 years. And quite frankly, I had to personally guarantee it. So I'm very motivated to raise this money.
I guess you are. Do you have to have a title sponsor?
No, I think the model for the tour is changing. A lot of big companies just can't justify writing a check for $12 or $15 million, but you know, they're in maybe for $1 million or $2 million. So we hope to have 12, you know, major, you know, sponsors at the 7-figure range, and then one bigger one, call it 5, 6, 7, and one for maybe $3 million, and that makes it more palatable. So that would give us the funding to put on a first class tournament, because you've got to pay the purse, and you know, there's a lot of big numbers involved in running the tournament and paying for it. So we're well on our way to covering that off, and then we're at the early stages of raising all the capital. but we have the resources to just go ahead and start the project. So we think it all come together. We got to move fast, and hopefully by the end of March we'll have everything buttoned up and all the money available.
It's the logo is neat. I mean, you just basically, it's the Astros Golf Foundation. You're tying the two together and keeping the same, all the same color schemes and everything else. That's a nice little marketing thing, isn't it?
Well, it ties well. I mean, somebody asked me at the press conferences, you know, did the Astros give you, you know, the credibility? And I said, yeah, without our success here, it would have been hard to pull this off. And so, you know, it's not the same marks. It's, you know, it's not an MLB brand, but it's, you know, people understand that it's tied to, you know, a good franchise, and, you know, a different group is going to be running this. But we'll run it very efficiently, and it'll be a first-class tournament. And, you know, we'll get a lot of volunteers from the community. And you know, our goal is to raise, you know, I asked, the first question I asked is which tournament raises the most money. It's the Phoenix Open. So we're heading out there next week to check that out and play with the CEO of Waste Management, who's based here and one of our sponsors from the baseball side. And he said, I'll show you what we do. And so we're going to try to emulate that. But they raise, you know, $10 million a year for charity. And that's really our goal, is to get that, you know, into the foundation and distribute it around town to some great causes.
Yeah, and it says here the estimate is it's going to have a $90 million economic impact, this tournament here?
Yeah, well, you know, you mentioned earlier the hotels. A lot of the players, one of the drawbacks where they were playing it is it's kind of out north. There's not a lot of great spots out there to, you know, there's not a lot of entertainment. There's not a lot of great hotels out there. This will be right down in the heart of town. So the downtown area and the Galleria area will be easily accessed, and I think the players will like it a lot better. You know, better restaurants, more places to go, and that sort of thing. But, yeah, it's going to bring in a ton of money to the city for that particular week and in the weeks before and after. So, yeah, it's going to be a big lift, and, you know, Mayor Turner get some tax money out of that.
Absolutely. I would imagine Tillman's going to want to, with Post Oak, might, and the players might like that too.
We hope that we can afford his rates.
That's, yeah. That ain't going to be easy. That won't be, that no. won't be easy. All right, we'll let you go. We know you're busy. Before you go, you, this baseball off season, you happy with what's going on, or we're going to see some more moves?
Well, I think, yeah, I think everything's a little bottled up with the two big guys that haven't dropped yet, and everybody's kind of sitting on their hands. That's kind of driving the market a little bit. And, you know, I think once those guys, couple Machado and Harper, clear the board, we've got a few more. You know, Jeff wants to make a couple more moves. He's comfortable that we've got a good team right now, and you know, certainly he can make adjustments during the season. But yeah, we probably could use a little more pitching, and you know, a player here or there. A couple of guys that were with us last year still on the board, and they may come back. So it's really going to depend, you know, in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully things start moving, and you know, we can make some good decisions. But you know, Jeff's, you know, smart. He's tactical. He understands what he's doing, and you know, he's got a good plan working for next year. And he's already given me the number of wins we're going to have, and if we hit that, I think we'll be in great shape.
What is that? Because your under over is like 96.5. Which way should I go?
I'm not a better on teams, but I think 96.5 is the number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the long on that, but you know, we got a lot of baseball to play. That all depends on how guys staying healthy and this, that, and the other. Our goal is to win the division, and then you're in the playoffs. You got to get hot. Last year we didn't play real great against Boston. They played good and got a run on us, and we hope to turn that around this year.
We saw you sitting next to Marwin at the Rockets game. Should we read anything into that?
No, you know, Morgan's a good guy and a friend, and, you know, I try to stay in touch with these guys, whether they're on the team or not. I still get texts from the guys that left, and if they don't stay with us, you know, a lot of those guys helped us win. They'll always be Astros, and, you know, I wish them well. And, you know, they got to do what's best for them, and we've got to do what's best for our team. But we'd love to have Marwin back. There's a chance of that. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Jim Crane, right here on ESPN 97.5. Well, congratulations. This is awesome stuff. We can't wait till we see Memorial. Go hit it over there. We appreciate you being here.
We got your pro-am spot already reserved, John.
Now, how about that, Raheel?
Oh, thanks, Raheel.
No problem, John. Thank you. Jim Crane, right here.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.